You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot going on right now. It looks like more and more Democrats are supporting the deadline and penalty delays on Obamacare. Maybe we get to take a little bit more of a break before we have to purchase health insurance, or do we really want to have this just draw out any longer? But the obviously the website is a complete cluster. We also got some information on the JonBenet Ramsey case. Apparently what we're getting from KDWN is newly released court documents reveal that a 1999 grand jury indicted John Ramsey and Patty Ramsey for child abuse resulting in the death and being an accessory to crime, including murder. But, and I'm reading this from John Schaefer, however, the indictments released today did not say who killed their six-year-old daughter, JonBenet. The indictments, apparently, which the prosecutor refused to prosecute, said the crimes occurred back in 1996. The document alleges both parents intended to delay or prevent the arrest of the alleged killer. Now, this has been one of these cases that we've been watching. I mean, some of you, you weren't even born then, so you have no idea what we're talking about with JonBenet Ramsey. But for many of us, this was one of those things where it's like, what the hell happened to this girl? This beauty queen. I mean, she looked like a 30-year-old as a little six-year-old girl. And all of a sudden gone. And it was one of those cases that never got put to rest. So we have some more information on that. We also have Vaseline. Vaseline could be bad for you. All right? And we're not talking, well, we'll talk about what body part, okay? All right. So, and then we have a high school that is forcing students to sign a dance contract to stop them from twerking or grinding at the homecoming dance, or they can't go. Good for them. It's about time. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's my baby's birthday, baby Brock. He turns 11 years old today. Dee, happy birthday, little boy. Oh, my little boy. I got to tell you, man. I know I kind of, you know, talk about how my episiotomy scar burns, but I really didn't need an episiotomy with him. If you really want to know what happened to the whole vaginal canal during his birth, I'll tell you. I was in labor for about, we induced him because he wasn't, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear this, okay? We had to induce him because he wasn't growing, right? At 7 months of pregnancy, he was 7 pounds. At 8 months of pregnancy, he was still 7 pounds. So the doctor's like, damn, you're going to have a big baby. I go, wait a second. He was 7 pounds a month ago. He's not growing. So we induce them. I have the amniocentesis where they stick a needle in your belly to see if the fluid it shows that he's mature enough, right, to check for lung maturity, fetal maturity. I hardly had any fluid, which is why he was starving in my tummy. You would think somebody like me, with as much as I eat, the kid shouldn't be starving. But I had oligohydramnios, so very little fluid. So them trying to stick a needle in my belly to try to get the fluid was really rough. In fact, it took two doctors to try to do that. But you want to know what? It didn't hurt. The amniocentesis didn't hurt. When they stuck the needle in my tummy, didn't hurt at all. My mom almost fainted watching. My husband wasn't even there. My husband was like, I'll pass. But it didn't hurt. It was easy. So here's little baby Brock, you know, swimming around. We were thinking about calling him Thor, but we didn't. We called him Brock. Oh, by the way, Thor 2 and Captain America 2 are going to be coming out. Okay, Captain America 2 is coming out, too, so we got to see all that. But anyway, so little Brock swimming around, dodging the needle. They were able to tell he was ready to go, so they decided to induce me. Now, any time I had been induced for labor took days. So I was in labor for a good probably 3-4 days, 90-some hours. Finally, that cervix, yes, we're going to talk about the cervix, right? Remember, your uterus is like a light bulb. Okay, the uterus is the white part. The cervix is the metal part of the light bulb. That's what kind of dilates when you have to have a baby, and that's the part that we pap during a pap smear. So I dilated. I mean, after days of labor and pain and screaming and yelling and pulling out my hair, all of a sudden that cervix just zoom. It opened up to 10 centimeters. And before I knew it, that baby flew out. Now, my doctor got there in time, and she wasn't even in position to catch the baby. But that baby flew out of the canal, and she caught it like a football. Now, remember, I've delivered babies. Many of you have delivered babies, right? When you catch a baby, it is one slippery sucker. So he's slipping, and he's a sliding, and you got the cord, right? And the placenta is, like, trying to hold back. It's like, whoa, you know, like a horse, you know? Meanwhile, I'm sitting there, and hemorrhoids are falling out. So anyway, so the doctor grabs the baby, and I had been given... What was I given? I don't know. Something made me start vomiting. So while she's cutting the cord and waiting for the placenta, I want to look at the baby, but then I start vomiting profusely. So they gave me something called Anapsine. Now, Anapsine is kind of like Clomazine, kind of like Phenergan, and it causes you to stop the nausea. So now okay, so we got blood, we got meconium, we got placenta, we got cord, we got hemorrhoids, and now we got vomit. And there was, I'm sure, some urine. So we have all this. The juices are flowing. The walls are dirty. And Brock actually, I think, had the placenta like a lasso, was swinging it around in his hands. So people had to duck from the blood squirting all over the place. And it was just a complete mess. Nurses ducking. Military was there. SWAT came. It was just, it was pretty violent. All right, So then I was vomiting so much, they had to give me Anapsine. But the Anapsine almost, I don't want to say paralyzed, but it made me so weak, I couldn't hold the baby. So I was never able to hold my baby for the first couple hours. So the nurses took him, and all I could do was say, oh, hi, Taki 2. See, my first son was named Taki, second one Taki 2. See, 2, number 2, so he was Taki 2. So I was calling him Taki 2. Nurses thought I was crazy. They're trying to wash the blood out of their hair. And doctor's like, look, let's just close up her legs and be done with this. And then I was able to finally get over the weakness. About a day or two later, I was able to take the baby home. And here he is at 11 years old, my baby. So that is the story. Now, did I ever get an episiotomy? That is going to be something I don't think I'm going to let you guys know. I'm thinking about writing an autobiography. And when I write my autobiography, I need it to sell. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the topic of anything that had to be done, right, vaginally during my vaginal deliveries, just a little bit top secret, so somebody buys the book, right? Would you guys buy my autobiography? Right? I will keep that secret, because you got to have somebody rush, right, to the New York Times bestsellers, you know, little section in the Borders books. Okay, don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. It is Friday! I love Friday. We need to, change our bumper music where whenever it's Friday, we play one of those Friday songs because everybody gets all excited. But a very interesting study came out of Great Britain where most people start checking out at about 2:39 p.m. on a Friday, right? On a Friday afternoon, okay, the work week, people start checking out at about 2:39. When you look at the clock, and the funny thing is even though I usually work late on Fridays, I have to admit, when it's about in the the worst time of day for me is 2 to 5. I usually on the weekends have to take a nap during that time. I feel like I'm the most unproductive, even though that's the busiest in my clinic, the 2 to 5, right? And that keeps me going and I'm still energized. But 2 to 5 is not my favorite time of the day. My favorite time of the day is 6 to 10. 6 to 10 a.m. is my favorite time of the day. So a lot of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you just sound like you're a powerhouse. You sound like the Energizer Bunny. You're like, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, but you know, realize I'm doing my show early morning. Okay, once we start getting later into the day, I start talking like this. So I start to slow down a little bit. But, you know, why do we turn it off at 2:39? And think about it. If you got to go home early on a Friday. Let's say you got to get out of there at 4 p.m. If you got to get, then you would probably start winding down at about 1. Okay? Now, I noticed this with my staff. All right? And my staff will start winding down. And you want to know what? I don't mind. Okay? It's interesting. I'm a doctor. Okay, I've always been a doctor. I'm a mom first. Okay, first I'm a mommy, even though I don't think I've been the best mommy lately. But we're going to celebrate my little baby's birthday today because he's my little baby. I mean, he had a party last week. Come on. Anyway, so I always feel guilty about, you know, being a mom. All right, and then I'm a doctor next. Okay, got that. But I'm also an employer. And so many times what I will do is if I don't bring goodies or anything like that, you know, to the office, I will remind them that we're coming into home stretch. And as we're coming into home stretch, rather than yelling at them for their lack of productivity, and, you know, I have to admit, sometimes, you know, we really get unproductive at the end of the day, I try to help them out with their productivity. So, like, for example, I don't like to leave for the weekend where people still have labs, people still have medications not called in. I don't like to leave that stuff. I don't think it's fair to the patients. So technically, the busiest time is right before the weekend. Now, mind you, I am open on Saturdays. So it's not like, you know, we're going to be gone for a few days. And like with Thanksgiving also. I mean, Thanksgiving, most offices are closed for the four-day weekend. We're usually open on that Friday and Saturday because, again, with the family practice office, it's so hard to be closed. I mean, that Wednesday before Thanksgiving weekend would probably be there till midnight, trying to make sure everybody was tucked in for the four-day weekend. So we just end up being open on that Friday and Saturday for whoever wants to work and make the money. So, the hours. But so then what I end up doing is I end up helping them wrap it up. So what I usually do is I go, guys, you know, let's get out of here on time. What can I do? And so usually I'll work with them. And yeah, maybe we'll get some music going. Maybe we'll sing. Maybe we'll do opera day. I told you guys, that always helps, opera day. Have you guys ever done that in the office where you do opera day? You can do opera day. You can do Jamaica day. You can do 7 day. And what you do is you basically talk in a completely different accent, or you talk in opera, and it kind of makes the day go better. It's annoying to the patient. So, like, for example, if I have an EKG at 4:55 in the afternoon on a Friday, it's like, EKG, room 4. And they're like, oh, my gosh, please. Okay, but they have to answer back in opera. Okay, Dr. Dahlia, you are wacko. Yes, I is. And then they go and they do the EKG and everybody's in opera and they go, you know, okay, so anyway, it's stupid. I know it's stupid, but I gotta tell you, it gets you out of that, you know, rut. Okay, same thing with talking like a southerner, right? Y'all got the orders down in room 4. Can you please get the orders done so we could go out for happy hour? Yes, doctor. So we go back and forth doing them Jamaica, man. Hey, man. Radiology is done, man. Okay, man. Go for your blood test, man. I can't really speak like a Jamaican, but we do it, okay? And then you get through. Now, I'm not saying that's going to, you know, help you guys deal with the end of the day, you know, kind of blues, but productivity and lack of productivity really, really stinks. It's interesting. As a doctor, we live on insurance payments. You know, we do the work, we do the service, and then we hope and pray that we get paid a month later. Or 2 months later, or 3 months later, or a year later. It's really a crappy job. I know everybody thinks doctors are overpaid, underworked. Not true. So whenever there's a weekend, like a three-day weekend or a holiday weekend, I know that people screwed around because I'll get checks even later. So if something gets processed through the mail, we'll notice like a day, you know, a couple days after a holiday weekend, it's like dead money-wise because people didn't work because they were already kind of signing out while they were working before a holiday. You see that all the time. So as an employer, it is your job to find ways to keep that productivity. Now, one of my billers had told me that where she works, she had told me that where she works, they start shredding claims. It's a very famous insurance company. And she said they would be shredding claims on Friday so they look like they had their work done. And that's why many of us weren't getting paid. That was ridiculous. I was furious. Now, hopefully they stopped that because once that got public. But damn, really? Come on. So you also don't want people trying to look like they're getting the work done. So you may have to make Fridays fun. You may have to incentivize, do something. They say most people procrastinate these 10 ways on a Friday. They'll Facebook, they'll email friends and family, They'll maybe browse the internet news sites. Maybe they'll do their banking. They'll online shop while at work. They'll plan their weekend. They'll, talk to friends and family on the phone. This is according to Daily Mail. They'll plan their vacations. They will Twitter or other social media. And that stinks because a lot of times the boss leaves early. I can't tell you how many doctor's offices where the doctor's gone on Friday. Now, I couldn't even imagine being closed on a Friday. We could not afford that. I couldn't imagine. One of these days I'd love to take a day off during the week. I just don't think I could. But, when the cat's away, the mouses are out to play. And, mind you, it's got to stink that your boss is gone and you got to sit there and work. But, you're paying for productivity. So as an employer, you want to make sure you're incentivizing people to not tune out and screw around with the computer. And it happens. Okay. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I see you Facebook throughout the day. All I do is I Facebook news. Okay. I usually do not sit there and Facebook or play solitaire. I'm a workaholic. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. My computer is really screwed up. I have to click off to get the time. So I have no idea. I have no idea what time it is. So if I'm coming up on break, you guys have to call and tell me. Okay, Vaseline. Could Vaseline be bad for you? Now, many of you guys use Vaseline for a variety of things. You use it to lubricate the lips. You use it for sex, which, by the way, extremely important. For those of you that have painful sex, you can never go wrong with some lubricating petroleum jelly. But now there's a dermatologist warning that Vaseline could be bad for you. Because it suffocates pores, can aggravate acne, and even cause a rare form of pneumonia. Now, they are talking about applying the Vaseline vaginally. They're talking about if you inhale Vaseline, it could cause a weird type of pneumonia. Now, I don't usually let Vaseline come anywhere near my mouth or my respiratory tree. I really don't use Vaseline, okay? Mind you, I haven't got through menopause yet, but I'm sure I'll tell you guys all if I do have to use it. But apparently, when people use lubrication or Vaseline for a variety of different things with their body, it's like going all over the place. Now, apparently, they say Vaseline recommends that you put the Vaseline all over your body and even your face because it heals dry skin, protects minor cuts, reduces fine dry lines. That may be true, all right, but I would never routinely lather my body up with anything. Now, when did Vaseline come out? Back in 1870. It was launched in Brooklyn, New York. 1870. Now, usually Vaseline you can get for about $3-4 a pop. And again, Vaseline has been used by a variety of things. And, I'd love to probably ask you ladies out there, because I'm at the age now where I'm starting to get the wrinkles. I mean, what is the best beauty product to stop the wrinkles and to keep your skin looking good? I mean, I've used oil of Olay every now and then, but I know Italians will pat olive oil on their face. That, to me, sounds pretty good, olive oil on your face. I like that idea. I don't know if I would want Vaseline on my face, but I got to tell you guys something. The number one thing being stolen from my office is the KY and the lubricating jelly that we use for pap smears. People go into my drawers all the time while they're waiting for me, which is why I try to keep my wait time down. And they steal the Vaseline and the KY. I thought they were using it for sex, but if you're using it to put on your face, maybe that's the trick to staying young, Vaseline on the face. But just remember, it could cause acne. All right, guys, yeah, and pneumonia. The vaginal pneumonia. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What went wrong without a love that was so strong? I know it's Friday. Yeah, it's my baby's birthday. It's just, you know, I cannot believe that my baby is 11 years old. And, you know, I'm still carrying the baby weight. That's what stinks. You know, it's not that we women are upset that our babies are getting older. Trust me, we moms want the babies to grow up and get the hell out of the house. Okay, you know, we pretend like, oh, we don't want our babies to leave us. But trust me, you know, get the hell out of the house. You know, support yourself, throw us some money, you know, give us a Mother's Day present, but go. The reason why we get mad is when we complain about the way our bodies look, we talk about baby weight. And unfortunately, if my kid is 11 years old, then I really can't blame my tummy or my butt on the baby weight. I still will. Okay, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm still trying to lose the baby weight. And they're like, oh, you know, how many months old is your baby? Well, 11 times 12 is what, 122, no, 100, that's many months. So anyway, okay, so I have about 132. Yeah, my baby is 132 months old. I get to go to my first masquerade ball tonight. Oh, Les Crifton and Rowena Crifton for the Schwein Family Foundation. There's going to be a masquerade ball. I'm going to be posting pictures. That's always fun when you get to cover your face because if you do a bad makeup job. But this is a phenomenal charity, and it helps a variety of veterans and a variety. We'll give you guys, I'm going to probably put a link to my website. But it's a phenomenal organization that I really, really hope you guys can please look at. It's called the Family Foundation, Shrine Family Foundation, and it's to strengthen families and their you know what? I apologize here. I'm having a little issue. I'm sorry. It's coming up. I got a little bit of a hack. We're coming up with the Virginia website. This has nothing to do with Virginia. It has to do with, all right, I apologize. That's a big cluster. Ignore the last 2 minutes, okay? I want to give you more information on that. I'm having a little issue. As much as I love Virginia, this doesn't have to do anything with Virginia right now, so we'll fix that. Let's move on to Dr. Desai before I screw this up anymore. Dr. Desai. Oh, I trained under Dr. Desai. For those of you that don't live in Las Vegas but have heard this national story, there was a hepatitis outbreak that happened, all right, after a clinic had performed multiple colonoscopies. We've talked about this case many times on the show. And I have trained with Dr. Desai. And it was a very good rotation in gastroenterology. Dr. Deepak Desai taught me a lot when I was a resident. Taught me a lot. But there were some issues with his office that unfortunately cost many people their liver health as well as some of their lives, as there was accusations that his office had caused the hepatitis C virus to be transmitted to multiple patients because of the propofol used, as well as uncleanly instruments being used, whether it was the mouth guard for the upper endoscopy or the colonoscopy, the colonoscope. And Dr. Deepak Desai was sentenced yesterday to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 18 years for his criminal convictions. Now, nurse anesthetist Ronald Lakeman was also sentenced to 8 to 21 years in jail. Now, defense lawyers are planning to appeal the July 1 convictions of both men who are right now in custody of Clark County Detention Center. Now, Dr. Desai is 63 years old. He had suffered a stroke a while back. I don't know much about the nurse anesthetist, but what had happened was years ago, we've talked about why I don't think this could have possibly been the only clinic in the United States where this happened. And this is a real, real shame. But to quickly review what happened is years ago in Dr. Desai's clinic, they used anesthesiologists to administer the propofol that was used when you would be put under for your colonoscope or your EGD, your upper endoscopy. And I trained with that anesthesiologist. Great guy. Okay. You saw the IV tubing. You saw the propofol being administered, et cetera. What we believe happened is when Medicare decided to bundle anesthesiology with the procedure where you wouldn't get paid for the anesthesiology, many GI doctors fired the anesthesiologist group that would be used for the anesthesia. Now, even though some anesthesiologists could still bill, et cetera, most doctors doing their own anesthesia, from what I understand, it was bundled. Now, again, I'm a family doctor. I'm not a gastroenterologist. The least expensive way to administer anesthesia then was nurse anesthetists. Now, mind you, a lot of nurse anesthetists are amazing. They're good. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the nursing profession. But I'm not sure what happened between the time when I saw the anesthesiologist there, when I trained, and then a few years ago when the nurse anesthetists were administering. This one particular nurse anesthetist, we believe, had done a very common technique in anesthesiology that I was always told you don't do, where you keep the needle in the multi-dose vial. So the multi-dose vial of propofol, which we use to put you, that's the Michael Jackson drug, everybody calls it, but it helps put you to sleep, okay? And, I mean, it really knocks you out good. It's kind of a creamy, milky thing that we've, when I've gotten my colonoscopies, you see the sucker go into your vein, and then you're like, good night, and then you're asleep. So the multi-dose vial, some doctors would put a needle in there, and then they would take a syringe, suck up, suck up the liquid or the agent, and then they would plunge it into the IV line. From what we believe happened, many of these people didn't have an IV line. They just had a little port in their hands. Now, again, you can do that. Now, why would, though, one needle be sitting there in the multi-dose vial, and then they go back and forth with the syringe? Well, some doctors or nurse anesthetists feel if you keep plunging a needle into this, you could be introducing more bacteria, or you could be introducing something, even though the needle should be sterile, into the vial. So some doctors would just leave the needle in there, and then they would just suck up the fluid from the port of the needle that was just sticking in there in the vial. Something I always taught you just don't do. Okay, just get a sterile needle, plunge it in there after you alcohol the top, suck the medicine out, and then boom. So if the port was on the patient's hand and there was some backsplash of the blood, and then the syringe got put back on the needle sticking in the multi-dose vial of the propofol, boom, you could be plunging the blood back into the propofol. And that's how we believe multiple people might have gotten infected by somebody who had hepatitis in their blood that went into the propofol. Now, not only did the doctor and the nurse anesthetist get in trouble, but I believe propofol and Teva pharmaceuticals got hit with a major lawsuit because of the multi-dose vial. Not that they had anything to do with it. They had a multi-dose vial. You know, all they did was make the propofol. But they were named in the suit, had a judgment against them, and now from what we understand, they're only doing single dose. I mean, you would think that doctors or the nurses using the medicine would know better, but unfortunately, this happened. In addition, when they investigated, they found that the cleaning time was not appropriate for the colonoscope, and there was less of the mouth guards being bought that were supposed to be disposed of than the procedures billed, and that's how they found out that some of the mouth guards might have been reused. Now, when I trained with Dr. Desai, he taught me a lot. I found him to be a very, very nice man. I know he was a little intimidating to the staff because I remember he would say, hurry up, and they would get the, you know, scope, and they would clean the scope, you know, a little quicker than I thought it should be cleaned. And, I mean, he did a lot of scopes. I mean, that he did a lot. I had learned something so vital from him that even though he is probably one of the biggest embarrassments to the medical profession, I still have to be completely honest with what he taught me, because what he taught me during that rotation, I have extended to other patients. Not the propofol thing, not the cleaning time, but he had taught me that a sign of blood in the stool, which I've taught you all, okay, even if you have a bleeding hemorrhoid, could still be something ominous. And I can't tell you how many times we picked up colon cancer and rectal cancer based on that idea that any sign of bleeding, you should be checked. Unfortunately, lives have been affected, multiple lives affected. So Dr. Desai has been sentenced to life in prison. And it's, like I said, one of the a huge embarrassment to the medical community. And it's a shame that this happened. Huge shame. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so it's very, very interesting. The Shrine Family Foundation that I'm going to an event for tonight helps military families. And as the military families are trying to cope, as their military is away, there's a lot of things that they could use and need to kind of make their experience a little bit easier. And Shrine Family Foundation helps the military as well as their families. I urge you to go to ShrineFamilyFoundation.org. I'm having some trouble pulling up their website. I also want you guys to check out the Monster Mash Car Bash. The Monster Mash Car Bash is going to be held at New Horizons Center for those of you in the Las Vegas area. Oh my gosh, Monster Mash Car Bash is fun. It's a car show. There's trunk or treat where kids could go and get candy. People dressed up, and it is a phenomenal event that's going to be held on Saturday from, I believe, 10 to 3 at 6701 West Charleston. Fast for Kids is a charity in town that raises money for the education for autistic children. Fast for Kids is something I would love to try to help the owners set up throughout all of the United States, because now that autism hits about 1 in 50 kids. 1 in 50 kids has an element of autism spectrum disorder, whether it be autism or Asperger's. It's becoming even more prevalent. So if any of you guys are in the Las Vegas area, I definitely want you to check out that event. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so high school is going to force students to sign a contract saying no twerking, no grinding, and no other provocative moves at the homecoming dance. This is in Annapolis High School in Baltimore. They are not allowed to go into the school dance if they are going to be doing any of that type of dancing. Now, some of you probably are thinking back to Greece. Remember with Greece, they weren't supposed to be doing any sexy dancing, and one of the vice principals or whatever had to run around and kind of yell at everybody, and then somebody lifted her up and everybody saw her underwear. Yeah, that was in Greece. And then in the 80s, remember we had Dirty Dancing? My cousin Jennifer Grey was in that movie. Dirty Dancing, yeah, I know. Yeah, she's known as Dr. Dolly's cousin, right? Dirty Dancing, they were doing Dirty Dancing. And Dirty Dancing, by the way, has always been around, okay? People have always done kind of sultry-type dancing, even back in the 20s, all right? It's just in schools, you were supposed to, right? Girls were supposed to put the hands on the shoulders. Boys were supposed to put the hands on the waist. And you were supposed to dance very robotically. Well, for some reason, and Miley Cyrus does not get credit for this, it happened before, people think it is normal to be rubbing up against each other in front of other people. Now, I would think that boys, especially with all their puberty issues, would not want to do that. I mean, if a boy does not want to get up and handle a math problem on the chalkboard because he's worried about something poking its head out of the barn door, shall we speak, why would they put themselves, right, through that sort of stimulation in front of a whole room of people at a dance? Unless they don't care. Maybe that's why these kids, these boys, are wearing their pants around their butt. Because then they have more groin room in their clothes for things to happen. But I would think that would be an issue. So apparently kids have to sign this contract. If not, they get kicked out of the dance. Now, my issue with what's happening is, this sort of dirty dancing that kids are doing, okay? You know, in the olden days, you would be thinking, you know, kind of like the footloose pastor parents where, oh, no, you can't let the kids dance like that because then they'll think about sex. Okay, well, dancing and music, okay, you know, the 80s type of music, right, like the Footloose song, there's nothing very sexy about that. Nothing sexy about feet, as far as I'm concerned. I know some of you think feet are really erotic. I don't. Anybody touches my feet, it tickles, it bothers me. I don't like my feet being touched. Leave me alone. All right? So I don't think the 80s type of dancing. But people don't dance 80s style, okay? They dance this very weird, sexy, rubbing, twerking type stuff. And that, by the way, that's not very sexy. Okay, whatever Miley Cyrus did at the VMAs was not sexy. Okay, I dig the song, all right, that the Growing Pains son, I mean, he wasn't on Growing Pains, but the guy Thick, Robin Thick, is that his name, Robin Thick? Or that's the dad of Growing Pains, I figured out. Anyway, the Thick guy, okay, that was it's a pretty good song. But I don't think that dancing is sexy, but kids dance like that because they think that's the way to do it. Okay, and they're making all these pelvic, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, you're jealous because you can't dance like that because you got a bad hip. Well, I do have a bad hip because I used to run and then, you know, I mean, you know, but no, even if my hip was good, I still wouldn't dance like that. I think I would look disgusting. I think it would be stupid. Okay, I just think that kind of dancing is stupid. So if high schools are prevent, I'm sorry. Am I sounding like an old woman already? It's stupid. I don't think Miley Cyrus, I think when Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana, she was a lot more attractive than all this tongue sticking out of her mouth. And imagine what's happening to her teeth and her dental health. All right? You're supposed to keep your mouth closed. Mouths are supposed to keep closed. If you're walking around with your tongue sticking out, I do not think this woman has very good dental hygiene. That's just my guess. All right, so kids, just dance nice. And I think the school has every right to say that. No dirty dancing. Or they call it twerking, which I think is a stupid word, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, 1 in 6 wives will not let their husbands see them naked. And 40% of them say that because they cover up and they won't be lying there naked, it's hurting their marriage. Now, this was a poll, all right, out of 1,900 women. And many women feel insecure about their appearance, so they don't let their husband see them naked. Now, I know this is where I get personal. Now, I don't think I'm really going to go into the whole personal. Here's my okay? My husband has to see sick people all day. He has to see people in pain. Why would I force him to see me naked? Okay? You know, I don't let my husband see me naked that often for him, not for me. Why do that to him? All right? He would much rather watch a Baywatch rerun than his wife naked. So I do it as a favor to him. And I think that helps the marriage. So for those of us women that don't undress in front of our husbands, I think that's very unselfish of us and pretty damn cool. But some men think their wives are babes. Okay? I'm sure my husband will one day think that of me. I mean, he acts like he does. Like, oh, yeah, honey, you're hot. No, I'm not. Please. No, I'm not. So, but, you know, if you're married to somebody for years, okay, why? Why would you not do that? Now, some women claim it's because they don't want to have sex. So if they stay dressed, it keeps their husband's mind off of sex so they don't have to have sex. Well, let me just tell you right now, guys are always thinking about sex. Okay, your husband is always thinking about sex. It may not be sex with you, but they're always thinking about sex. So whether you undress or not, it's no big deal. Okay? Now, I just think that, you know, after a couple kids, I look at it as if I were to undress in front of my husband and I saw his eyes go down to my knees, I would know it's because he was looking at my breasts. Then I would feel insecure about that. And so I'm waiting to have plastic surgery and then I'll let him see me naked again. 1-877-1-877-Dr. Tony. I gotta tell you, man. One of these days, I'm going to look at my ratings, and it's going to be depressing. 1-877-DOCDALI Scrabble. Okay, people still play Scrabble, right? And we suck at it. And one of the reasons why we completely suck at playing Scrabble is because we can't spell. Well, apparently there's a Scrabble expert and champion named Barry Grossman. And Barry Grossman has some tips for us so we could figure out how to win Scrabble. Now, the key to winning Scrabble, he says, is really knowing your vocabulary. He says there's at least 100 different tips that players can use. So on tomorrow's show, we're going to teach you guys how to win at Scrabble. You really need to know your two-letter words. A lot of us know our four-letter words pretty damn well. You got to know some two-letter words. That's the key. All right, guys. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. You all have a great rest of the weekend if this is your exit.
Great news. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford
afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.